flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We haven't put it back on yet.
No, exactly. Yeah, no, no doubt. The phone calls are being made.
I mean, everybody in town's looking at you. Everybody's like, whoa, what does this guy have?
Numbers are being thrown around.
You know?
Options are being thrown around. Option A, option B, option C. What's option D? Like, all that stuff's happening. It is happening. By the way, Zach LaVine, I didn't realize this. I know he was playing well, not this well. 29 points over his last 10 games. 29 a game, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. 83.5% from the free throw line. Guess what he's shooting from 3 in his last 10?
47%.
There you go. Boom, bam. Thank you, man.
Is it really?
46.9,
wow.
47.
I mean... Just,
you probably looked it up earlier.
I've been sitting here with my hands in my pockets.
Sure, it's translating to a lot of wins.
I'm so cold in this room. I'm wearing coat after coat after coat.
I will say, we moved studios from Broadway to Battery, and the company didn't pay for a thermostat for the last 2 years, and we were sitting here in shorts and t-shirts in 85-degree weather inside our studio. It was like 85, 90 degrees. We're getting the worst of it in the morning. And they wanted to save a penny because, hey, we're moving soon. We're moving soon. 2 years later, we finally move. And the same thing's happened in this studio.
2 years later.
I mean,
too hot in one studio, too cold in another.
Hey, there's no point in wasting money on a new thermostat. We're moving soon. 2 years later, it's like we're sweating bullets. You know what? Maybe we need to go back to that studio. My weight was down, man. I was losing so much weight in that studio, man.
SOTA.
Sweating bullets. And it was SOTA. That's probably...
S-T-U-D-I-O.
No, it was more broken thermostat than SOTA. That's what it was. Oh,
I think everyone was a little more like angry too because of the heat. So like when we'd have the crossovers with Willard and Tibbs and everyone's sweat. You guys have been there for 3 hours and then these guys come in, they haven't been sweating yet.
Not
only
you want
to get out of there.
Not only they come in extra, and then Willard's asking the extra question over and over, and Sasuke always takes the bullet because it's like Sasuke, I want to get out of here 5 minutes on a crossover. Willard asks the question. Rat-a-tat-tat, then it's 2:27. It's like, or whatever time it was, 9:27, 10:27, whatever it was. Like, great. We did a full segment of the crossover. Dibs checked out 3 times. I'm kidding. I love you, Dibs. I love you, Willard.
That was a flex moment of the show.
It was a flex moment of the show. Shams, apparently, to the 559. Shams just said the Warriors are interested in Zach LaVine. They'll find a way to blow it or back Yay! Out. That's where the 559 is at.
Interested in. I mean, that is, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of hearing about that. Not going to lie.
But we don't even know if it's coming from them. I mean, who the hell knows where it's coming from?
Who cares?
Who cares?
So let me ask you a question. Warrior fans, let's say they lose tonight. I don't even care how it looks. Oh. Blow a lead, get blown out. Are you going to be angry tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Trey's out. Kaminga's out.
Yes.
They're not very good right now. Are we just going to be angry? Like, I'm asking
good.
Sincerely. Like, there was a certain point with Tom Sula, and that was complete, obviously, ineptitude. So this is not ineptitude to that degree. And some might say that, but I don't. They've got championship pedigree. But, like, they keep losing, or things just look kind of ugly over the next couple of weeks. Are we just going to be angry and hate watching?
I don't know. You tell me.
Are we going to be raging out every day?
You tell me.
Well, have I been raging out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not really. I feel like I've had some perspective. Like, it's okay.
I love it.
I'm acknowledging that, like, they're not that good. Like, I can't
bring up the name Draymond Green right now.
I can't lie to myself anymore. Well, that's a different subject.
Shasky, am I raging about this? It's like you are the rager kind of at this station. Not all the time, but like if I'm going to pick one person to rage about the Warriors, I'm probably going to you.
Yeah, okay. Yesterday they lost by 40, okay? I came in here and I was like, guys, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
You're defeated. That's why.
Well, I am. No.
They've beaten the rage out of you.
Acceptance is a part of coming to grips with life.
He's been the championship aura and Shasky's rage gone.
Just hear me out.
I see what you're getting at, though. It's the fact that it's gotten to that point that it's just like.
I'm asking, are we just going to field angry calls? I'm not saying that you don't have the right to be angry. Like, this team brings us a lot of joy, right? If you want to question their heart or, you know, how tough they're playing, whatever, like, I get that. Like, are we just watching it to watch Steph? Is that we're at the Bonds zone? At the end of Bonds, we were watching just to watch Bonds?
I'll throw an answer at you, Shasky. Like, I think with the Celtics game, like, they're a championship contender. They're one of the best in the league right now. And they beat the absolute snot out of that team. Like halfway through the third quarter, you kind of like came to terms, okay, this is a loss, whatever. Let's go about the rest of our MLK day. If they lose to the Kings, it depends how they lose, obviously. If they do something, you know, goofy at the end where they fumble the ball out of bounds or they dumb shot, Buddy Hield air ball, whatever. Like, yeah, the context of it will matter. If they do it in an embarrassing way, yeah, you're going to be angry. That loss against the Celtics, though, it's like you kind of weren't even surprised went that way, and
no,
I think that's...
I was surprised it went that way.
Well, 40 points.
I was surprised it went that
Look
way.
Look at the lineup they
No, but
there.
I was surprised in the way they...
But you weren't expect like you was, weren't yeah, shocked that they lost.
No, but by Boston's 40, they suffered the worst home loss since 1985. Yes, I was shocked that they lost by 40. I thought, okay, man, you're undermanned. You're playing the Celtics, but it's a nationally televised game. Man, they were up 45 at one point.
Well, that was
they were up 30.
That was in the
they were up
like,
35. Like the Warriors were lucky to not be down 30 at the half. They're only down 15. They played atrocious basketball in the first half. So yeah, I was shocked at the way it went down. But am I shocked that they lost? No, I'm not. But the way they played, and then Monty and Zina on the postgame show brought up pride, competitive pride. Like they didn't play with pride. Like what? They went out there and played, didn't have pride on national television, so, yeah, I was a little bit shocked.
I'll
answer the questions.
Yeah,
I'll answer the question. Yes, fans will be angry. Yes, they
Every
will be
game?
Angry. Shasky, 49er fans were angry in a meaningless game about losing to the Detroit Lions in a way it looked.
I know, but there's only 17 of those.
But they were out of
and
the playoff
run. And they won a Super Bowl.
They were mad when Brendan Allen started the game. Matter of fact, they were mad when they left Arizona score 47 in the end of the regular season, and nobody was playing. 49er fans were still mad.
But football is different because football rages us out.
Fans are fans. Fans are fans.
No, I hear you.
Fans are fans. The Giants may lose a game. The Giants may be 50-70 at one point next season, and they lose a game in heartbreaking fashion to the Padres. And people are going to be angry.
Well, that's how
people
I watch
get
the Giants.
Angry sports fans get angry. So if they lose tonight, especially to Sacramento, who we've all considered their little brother for so long, and they lose to Sacramento by say 30, there's going to be angry butts. There's going to be more of the Joe Lacob doesn't know what he's doing. Sell the team. There's going to be fire Mike Dunleavy. Can do no right. There's going to be you need a new voice to Steve Kerr. They're going to be we're wasting Steph Curry's prime. There's going to be trade Steph Curry away. Kevin O'Connor came out with another dumbass article yesterday from Yahoo Sports about trading Steph and Draymond and blowing it all up for crying out loud. Like, yes, Shasky, people are going to be angry no matter what if they lose. If they win by one, hell, they were mad after a win against the Wizards because of the way it looked. So to answer the question, yes, people will still be angry watching all season long. All season long. I see it every day at Chase Center. I'm saying this team, man. I can't believe I keep coming to these games. It's like, dude, they're out like five guys.
Is there any silver lining and enjoyment of watching TJD play well or Moses Moody? I'm asking sincerely. No.
For me, it is.
It just doesn't.
For me, it is.
Well, you and me are a little deep. We're in the deep end, right, when it comes to the sickness of Warrior basketball. I'm asking the casual fans. Well, like, the casuals that want to take their kids to maybe one game. Maybe you're diehard. Like, want to take your kids to one game a year. Like, how are you consuming this? Are you just happy that they've got the great Steph Curry? I don't know. I'm asking. Well, like, I watch because I'm sick. This.
Does any casual fans listen to sports talk radio?
Yeah.
Casuals do?
Yeah, I think there are. Yeah, I think there's casuals in everything.
No, I care. I don't know. Because I think if you listen to Sports Talk Radio, you got to be deep in the weeds, and you're going to want to be deep in the weeds.
Well, some people have it on in the background. Yeah. Some people are driving around. Some people use it for a 15-minute kind of like, you know, I'm driving the kids to school, and they just got out of the car. Let me just decompress for a little while. Maybe. You know, like I'll throw on a Star Wars movie, just not because I want to watch the entire movie, just because it's like, it's comforting. You know, I'll watch Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes. Here you go. Boom. You know?
Empire Strikes Back.
I mean, it's the greatest sequel outside of Godfather 2 ever. Come on.
Back to the Future 2 on line one. Phil in San Francisco. Phil in San Francisco. What's up? Are you going to be mad?
Hey, guys. How's
Are you going to be angry if the Warriors lose tonight? Do you get angry?
I think it's hard not to get mad about, you know, when people go down and get injured and you know. There's a lot of hope and expectation in their abilities, and you want to see them, you know, not just strive on the team, but, you know, for the team to just do better overall.
Yeah.
And Kuminga was really heading in that direction, and I wanted to see more out of what he could do during, you know, the month of January. And here we are, it's January 22nd, and he's still not back in the lineup.
Here's 5-1. This is great.
No, I'm with him. I feel like Kuminga's absence has zapped some of my joy.
It sucks.
The silver lining stuff, as I like to call it.
5-1-0, chill Bay Area. Let's enjoy the occasional Gatling-esque dunk or the once-in-a-while acrobatic Edgewise Jameson-like book back. F the score. That's where he's at. Oh, wow, 707. I'm a casual fan. I get most of my news from y'all. I'm calling cap on you, 707. You've teched the show for a long time. You are a diehard fan. You are not a casual. Terminator 2, another good sequel, by the way. We should get into that one day. What's the best sequel?
Look, like, even when the Warriors, you know, weren't the, you know, the juggernaut of winning 73 games, so, like, they were still a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people just tuned in because it was the fun, in vogue thing to do, right? And everyone was in on it. It felt like you were in on the party with other people, right? And, like, there was some connectivity in the community.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Are you going to be angry? Are you going to be angry after losses?
I'll answer that on the other side.
All right, answer it on the other side, because I'm very intrigued with this now. I'm very intrigued, and that's what's coming up on the game brought to you by Safeway.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
Hey, JK, I know a lot of people put respect on your name now that you're gone. Didn't appreciate him when he was here. Now that he's gone. Oh, bring back JK. Oh, the dialogue about him over the last couple seasons has been wild.
Can you ask me that question you asked me right before the end of the break?
What's that? What did I ask you? I don't even remember what I asked you.
Am I allowed to get angry? Are we going to get angry if the Warriors keep losing? How are we going to watch this? How are we going to consume it? Are you?
Oh, I thought you said during the break. During the break, I think I asked you.
When you asked me this right
now. Oh, yeah, that too. But I know people are going to be mad because we'll start, you know, you look at all the players that are out today. Nobody expects the Warriors to win tonight against Sacramento. They may be double-digit underdogs by the time the line closes tonight at offshore accounts and maybe accounts here in the States. But that will still lead people to be angry because they will say, well, you put the roster together. You put us in this possession with the roster. The roster's, we got G Leaguers, da 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 da. People will get, Felipe, oh my Instagram, I'm going to be mad as hell. I'm going to be mad like Draymond was at KD during the infamous Clippers game. Now, we're going to take some calls to see who people are going to be upset or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be a litmus test. I think people find a way to get angry and they find a way to start blaming people. That's just the,
I hear you.
I think social media is.
Is that everybody or is that
it's
just
not every,
a
no,
loud
it's not everybody.
Segment.
It's not everybody, but it is. And there's a lot of people I see. I saw Omar yesterday at Metro Cafe. Shout out to Omar. He's not happy with the way the Warriors are playing. He's ticked off. And then he's talking about the ticket prices. He's like, man, I'm trying to take my daughter. The tickets are high. I'm ticked off.
Well, I get that.
You know? It's everything baked into it. Warrior fans who are leaving out the arena in the middle of the third quarter of a blob. I can't take this no more. Like, wow. So I think it's social media as well. It's helped intensify it. But people walking along the street, yo, what's up with the Dubs, man? What's up with the Dubs?
Well, I'll tell you what's up with the Dubs. The last 3 years, they've been slightly above average, and now they're a little older, and they're, you know, 500. And so am I going to live and die with each win and loss? No. Like, I'm going to be happy when they win. And not that I'm going to be, you know, numb that they lose, but I kind of have accepted that that's what 500 teams do. They win some, they lose some. You know, now here's where it gets triggering. Like, 5 minutes to go in the game. They got a 4-point lead. They start squandering it. Late game possessions, you know, turnovers, a couple of Curry, you know, let me gun one with three guys on me because no one else is doing anything. Is that triggering? Absolutely.
See, we're going to get mad about this stuff.
But that being said, Bonte, I'm not going to come in and rant and rave every single day. Now, I will pick and choose my spots when I feel like it needs to be. But look at the lineups they're trotting out.
Yeah.
Like, look who they're playing. You know, when going back to the Depression era Warriors, Damon used to do post game shows, and I remember calling in, and it was about some Monte Ellis team or whatever. And Damon was like, "You don't even know what good basketball looks like." And I was like, "You're right, I don't. This is my high water mark in terms of basketball enjoyment and viewing." That was going back into the Monte era, right? You know, like we had 1 year of We Believe. The next year they didn't even make the playoffs, even though they had a better record that year. I didn't know what good basketball looked like. I kind of know what good basketball looks like in the league, right? And so I do have an idea of what it should look like. And I feel like what I'm watching now is a team that's not very good. Now, that being said, yeah, they got the franchise leader in Steph Curry, an all-time legend. Do I want them to be better around him? Absolutely. But when you're playing, and I'm not knocking these guys, I like these guys. When you're playing GP2 heavy minutes and Looney heavy minutes and TJD, who's just not, he's not there yet, and, you know, Guy Santos and Buddy Hield. I'm trying to say this as respectfully as possible. It's a bunch of used parts. You know, like, you've got this unbelievable engine in Steph Curry with a bunch of used parts around him. It's hard for me to be triggered. Now, yeah, there are going to be moments of frustration that trigger me.
I'm going to call Cap. You're going to be triggered. Because you just mentioned it. There could be a sequence.
If they lose by 10 tonight to the Kings, I don't think I'm going to come in and lose.
Depends how they lose. Depends how they lose.
Well, I just said, like, they lose by 10. Like, their spread is 8, right?
What if they lose by 10, but it's a 3-point game with 3 minutes left?
That's what
and there's
this
a
team
bad
has
turnover.
Done.
But and there's a bad turnover. And they don't execute.
Exactly.
And they don't execute. Exactly. You're going to be triggered.
And they're out Kuminga.
I'm with Tsuchi Mane.
And they're out Draymond Green.
I'm with Tsuchi Mane. Sports Talk Radio is built on the back of the anchored sports fan.
Well, that I agree with. That I agree with. But I feel also, now accustomed to the way that they lose games.
Yeah, but it's also, degree. To me, it's weak. If you don't get a little mad about it.
What?
So I don't even think, so as we're talking about this.
I'm not saying that I'm
sitting talking
like,
about this.
I'm glad you lost.
Like you asked me, are people going to be mad? Yes, people are going to be mad. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing if you are mad if they lose.
Well, we're frustrated.
Because it means you care.
Yeah,
I would rather you be mad and angry about them losing games with whoever's out there than saying, you know what? I turn the game off in the third quarter anyway. I'm done.
That's
to me is weak sauce.
But you know
I'm not saying you.
I know.
I'm not saying you. But there are fans out there who would say, I'm looking at the text line. I'm not going to say names. Even though I love you, I'm not going to say a name who is a faithful listener to 95.7 The Game. Bonte, I'm not angry anymore, but I've turned off the last two games before the end. Hard to watch the end of games.
But if we were to put out like some sort of a scale, right, of a scale of frustration, being frustrated doesn't mean that I then run to the other side of the spectrum and I say, huh, these people are idiots. They don't know how to run a team. What are they doing? It's like, look, this is just where they're at right now. Like, yes, I'm frustrated, but I'm also not going to go flying off the rails and say, fire everybody and everybody has to go. Yeah. Do they need to make trades? Of course they need to make trades. Do they need to get better? Of course they need to get better. This isn't good enough. And you can't charge the common fan, you know, premium money for a product that's not anywhere close to premium. Like, all those things are true, right? But I also don't think they're inept, right? So, like, I think that there, to your point of always saying the nuance, there is some nuance in the frustration as I watch. But I'm also not furious every single second.
I hope not. That's a tough way to
watch. I know a lot of people are, though.
That's a tough way to watch sports. You can't be furious. But
I also say that's your right as a sports fan root that way
or whatever. Yeah, I don't care how you consume sports. Personally, you consume sports how you consume sports. I know how I consume sports, but I also call Cap on a lot. We're going to take a lot of calls about people not being upset if they lose or whatnot. And I don't believe one second. I don't believe one second of it. I don't. It's hard for me to believe it.
Well, we've been jaded. But before we were jaded, we were considered a great basketball fandom. Well,
I just think about all sports.
During horrific eras.
I'm thinking about all sports, though, right?
Yes.
meaningless baseball in September people get mad about.
Yeah.
And I know there's only 17 games in football.
Bonte,
but the Niners, the Niners were out of it at the end of November. They were out of it.
I know.
And people went crazy about Monday Night Football against the Lions. They went crazy about the last game of the season against the Arizona Cardinals. Went crazy.
Well, I didn't.
Went crazy. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying fans. You're not the only fan out there, Sasky. People were lunatics. People went nuts. So you think that with 41 games left, or whatever they're 21-21,
whatever, yeah. About 40 half games, the season.
Half the season's gone. Yeah. You think that we're going to go through the next 3 months of the season, and if the Warriors are not winning games, and if the Warriors are, like, struggling, that people aren't going to be angry?
If they win one, lose one, win one, lose one. There'll be a frustration, like, obviously, but, like, irate anger at every single turn? I think.
Really? I do.
I feel like we understand, like, dude, we've had a great run, and the loud minority doesn't speak for the overall consensus of the fandom.
Spadone.
We're spoiled. I'm spoiled. Laker I admit
fans.
It.
But wake up, Spadone. Laker fans.
Cotton Slater, sorry.
Yeah, I know. You, like, shake your head, close your eyes. You're like, whoa, you didn't even know what planet you're on right now. Listen.
Earth.
Laker fans.
Sure, what?
Do they get mad?
Yeah, sure.
Every game?
Kind of. Yeah, but I think they're also kind of in the same boat. Like, if I'm a Lakers fan right now, if I'm a Warriors fan, and I'm a Suns fan, you kind of feel like this inevitability that's weighing on you.
Exactly.
But you're caught between anger and just acceptance. And I think a lot of fans are trying to balance that right now, Bonte, because I don't... Yeah. I want to be mad, but also I have to come to the realization that, you know... Time comes for all of us, and LeBron and KD and Steph are just old. And more so for the Lakers and the Suns fans, I think it's frustrating because you have Devin Booker and Anthony Davis in their primes.
Yeah.
Like for the Warriors, it's like you have who? Wiggins in his prime?
But Wiggins isn't
Booker AD.
No.
Like it's even more frustrating for those fan bases.
And this is why for me, there's a big sting right now. Because you don't got Kuminga in there. And boy, like, if you're out Draymond, this is a great opportunity to see Kuminga showcase himself. And I'll be the first man. I root for Kuminga. I want Kuminga to be awesome. He's a guy I have an emotional attachment to. I do. Big time. And I want to see him do well. And I want to see the young man make the most of his opportunities. A, because I believe in him. And B, because I root for him.
But I'm looking at text right now. Hopefully Moody gets at least 25 minutes a game. Let him get his minutes while Pods is still out. There's a lot of fans right now, and I see it at the bars. I just observe. If I'm out and about, I observe. Like, sometimes I just observe how a fan is watching the game.
Okay.
Because I know how I watch a game. And I like to, like, you guys laugh at me, but I like to be calm, cool, and collected, at least in the first half. And then the second half, things get a little hairy. And I'm like, all right, now it's crunch time. I need to stand up a little bit and move around. But in the first half, I like to just chill a little bit, just kind of ease into it, kind of watch what teams are doing, see what they're adjusting to or whatnot. But I look around at people. And, like, for example, Moody's going to play a lot tonight. There's no doubt.
Okay.
But you get the full rotation back, and Moody starts playing 13 minutes a game. There's always a fan that's going to be angry with the lineups and the minute allocation and the rotations. Even when they're winning championships, people are losing their minds about rotations. So I would be shocked to hear if there's no Warrior. Let's go to the lines. Dylan Modesto. You're going to be upset. You hate watching. Or are you content and you've accepted where the Warriors are at right now?
To be honest with you, I've accepted where the Warriors are. Because to be honest with you, too, the Kings are a better team overall, even if the Warriors are fully healthy, I believe. And to be honest with you guys, I listen to you guys every single day. And then, like I say, about they couldn't even compete with Boston for the second half. We're so far away from a championship, even the playoffs. They're minus 200 to not make the playoffs right now. They're the favorites not to make.
So is it that? So you just sound depressed then? Maybe not angry.
I am depressed, Bonte, because like I said about the Bay Area sports, like, come on now. We need to seem to talk about the Giants and we need to talk about the 49ers because the Warriors right now for the last 2 years. Like,
hold on real quick. Dylan, what would you like to talk about the Giants? What would you like us to talk about with the Giants? You want us to get a sheet? get you going for free trade?
No, because I think the Giants might compete this year. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. We got some boppers.
I'm with them.
We got some hitters. Tyler Fitzgerald moving second base, and then exactly. Like I say, Willie Ames. Ramos in the outfield, Jung Hoo Lee coming back.
Don't do this.
We can win 83 games and get into the wild card.
I just asked you in the green room before the show. They look like a fourth place team again. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but fourth place might get you into the wild card now. It's the best division in baseball.
It's not even close. Might be the best division in all sports right now.
Yeah, it really is.
So we're saying.
Get out of the way, NFC North.
That's
right.
AFC West. Oh, my God. Let's go to. Dilla sounded depressed, which is another emotion.
A lot of us are.
Which is another emotion. Let's go to Deli Ball. Long time no talk, Deli Boy. Long time no talk.
What's up, Deli Boy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Hey, listen. I know a lot of Warrior fans are probably upset right now, but why? Why are we upset? Listen, let's be glad it happened. The run is over. All right, let's just come to accept it. There's not one move, two moves, or even three moves. If you want to really trade and try to get something, the only valuable commodity is Kuminga. And are you willing to give up your future for a chance, just a slim chance, at getting it into the playoffs, let alone going for a finals run? I mean, come on, listen. I want to see Steph finish out his career as a Warrior. This franchise is built on Steph's back, okay? He got us where we are today. We wouldn't be anywhere near where we are without Steph. Why are we going to try to trade him or try to make some crazy move to try to get him a fifth? I mean, I would love for them to win. I mean, Joe asked me earlier this morning, am I going to be upset if the Warriors lose tonight? No, I'm not going to be upset. Do I want to see them win? Of course. Who doesn't want?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
want to see their team win.
Hold on, real quick, Deli. If they get beat by 50 on ESPN tonight, you're not going to be upset?
I mean, come on. I mean, it's not always a good look, but am I going to be shocked?
That's how bad it is.
Deli, no, honestly, listen, I'm going to... Steph Curry's here for the next 3 years, and they win 35 games a season over the next three. We're going to be cool with that?
Do you remember how many games the Giants won with Bonds at the end? I don't.
They sucked, and it drove me crazy.
But we had Bonds.
It drove me crazy.
Well, of course it did.
Now, here's my question. Are you willing to see Steph go to Charlotte for maybe a chance at a future?
No, I don't want to see that, but I don't want to see Steph in his last 4 years end up like Kobe winning 30 games a season. That's not enjoyable.
Well, more guys end up
when
that
you walk
way,
into it. There's nothing more.
What did you think
there's
was
nothing less enjoyable. That's nothing less enjoyable than walking into an arena knowing that my team has no shot to win. That would piss me off right away.
But let me ask you, what did you think was going to happen at the end?
With what?
Just the team. You think they were just going to all ride off into the sunset?
No, I did not. So be competitive.
Didn't we all kind of know?
And it's not over yet. So I'm just saying we're playing this out. Like in the next 3 years, if Steph is on a struggling team winning 30 games a season, you guys are going to be cool with that?
No, we're not cool with that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But we also acknowledge that that's probably more likely than pulling a John Elway, which is going out on top.
I think it could be better than that. I think it could be competitive.
Kobe's last playoff game, he was 30.
Oh, I understand that. And I don't want that for Steph.
But
I don't want that to
tarnish Kobe's legacy at all.
It's not about tarnishing anything. It's about being upset about your team being competitive. And if Steph is on this team, I don't care if it's Jonathan Kuminga on the team. If they're winning 30 to 35 games a year over the next three, you're not going to be okay with that? You're going to be okay with that? Just for the sake of entertainment? Hell no, I'm not going
to
be okay.
It's not about being okay with it. It's more about understanding that sports are cyclical to a degree.
No, I understand
that. And it's really difficult to be Brady where you just are awesome until the end.
You're talking
to me. Most guys end up like Peyton Manning where he literally couldn't walk.
You're talking to me like I'm some delusional fan, like it all's going to end in a fairy tale story. It's not. I've been around the block a couple times here. I understand it's not going to end in a fairy tale season. I never thought that before. But you're telling me that you guys will be okay with Steph being on the team just for the sake of Steph being on the team, that we're okay with, they're going to be average.
No, we need to see progress.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We need to see progress. But we also need players that aren't. But again, going back to this, they built the team around to win now. So you have a lot of, whether it's veterans or guys that you don't have a lot of sentimental attachment to.
I mean, I'm kind of with the 559. I'm cut from a different cloth. I'm with the 559. Celtic, Yankee fans, Red Sox fan, they would not accept this.
The Celtics traded away Paul Pierce and KG and went through a long rebuild.
Danny Ainge was there, but they were pissed off about that.
Okay.
They were pissed
and
off. Celtic fans were pissed off. But for that 5-year period, they were pissed. That's what he's saying. Yankee fans have been knocking on the doorstep of the World Series, spending buku amounts of money, and they're still ticked off. I would die to be in a Yankee spot right now as a Giants fan. I would die to be in their position.
But they've had lean years, too.
They have, and they've been living about it. Well, and it sounds like we're just like, you know what? We're in a fetal position. It's over. Let's not even,
act like they're a 15-win team. They won, 40 back-to-back years. They were over 500 back-to-back years. And they got bounced in the playoffs by better teams.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Leroy in Oakland. We're going to get everybody here before
the Hi, Leroy.
Hey, what's up, B? What's up, Shasky, man? Loving the show. Hey, look, real quick, I always thought that, older player superstars, when they get older, they have this longing to, go play for their home team. And I said this to you before, B. I think later in Curry's career, while we're getting there now, I think he's going to go back home and play with LaMelo Ball. I think Kevin Durant's probably going to go to Washington and play, And I just think LeBron, too, might even go back to Cleveland and play. So I just wanted to throw that in there. And real quick, Shasky, you asked me, are we as Warrior fans willing to give the Warriors a pass with these seasons because of what they've done with these championships? And I am, Shasky. I am, because I remember the 1997 season when we were 16 and 63. I remember the 2000 season when we were 17 and 65. I remember the 2002 season when we were 21-61. I remember the Bimbo Coles and the Chris Gatlings and the Joe Barry Carrolls and the Rod Higgins and the Terry Teagles and the Calvert Chaneys. Come on, fans. The Ike Diagues, the Greg Ballards,
the David Woods,
John Starks, the Todd Lichtys, the Keith Jennings. I remember this. So, yeah, I'm willing to give them a pass. We're going through a tough stretch, but come on, fans,
that's
man.
What I'm saying.
Come on. I mean, we went through some years, man. So, hey, give the Warriors a pass, man. Ride with us. We're going to work this out.
So, what's the pass? How long is the pass activated?
That's the question I don't have answer.
How long is that pass activated?
I was thinking about the Giants. They sold me on, you know, the Brandons and Posey, and all that was cool. And then when Bochy got kind of ousted the way that he did, and Rigetti and stuff, which, I get it, it's cyclical, that was when I was like, all right, well, okay, you've made changes. Now you better start showing me a little something-something.
So
I would say about 4 to 5 years removed from the World Series was when I really wanted to start seeing some progress.
Here's why I call
progress
Cap.
Progress is what I would say.
Here's why I call Cap, because, you know, you brought up Kobe Bryant in his last few seasons, and Kobe was obviously, his last couple of years, it was rough with Kobe.
It was, yeah, it was bad.
Curry still got something left.
What, Kobe
at the age of 36? I think Curry's better at the age of 36 than Kobe was at the age of 36.
He might be, but I mean,
and so he's got something to tank. No, the league is difficult. I mean, I don't know if I could. The league was pretty difficult. Warriors are dominating, no doubt, but Curry's 36 has got something left in the tank. Do we just want to see this just crumble with Steph on the roster? I mean, like, we're going to watch today, and a glimpse of it's like, and I love Guy Santos, and I love these guys, but it's like, damn, this is what we're watching?
But
like, they got beat on, like, I'm sorry, man. Part of me watching that game on Monday, I was depressed Monday watching them get blown out at home by 40. By 40. 40! Their largest home loss in 45 years.
Ponte, I was sitting on the bench the other day. We were up, whatever it was, 32-2 or something, and we ended up winning 58-12. This is a CYO game. And I said to these guys, if you coach long enough and you play long enough, you'll be on both sides of this. Well, if you play in the NBA long enough and you're beating everybody by 30-40, eventually you're going to be on the receiving end of that. And right now, you know, if you can dish it out, you got to take it every now and then. And right now, you got to wear it.
No, we got
to
wear it.
I don't think there's an easy way out. And that's the hard part to come to grips with.
But I want to go back to the original question of, do you even get mad anymore about this team? And I think there's a lot of fans who get mad about the results. Now, we're getting a lot of calls about people who are not upset, and they've accepted it, saying, hey, we got the four championships. We got the four championships in 7 years. We're good. I didn't think the Warriors would ever win. But here's a question. You think Joe Lacob's going to be happy about this?
This is not a good business model when you have a stadium to pay off.
No doubt. You think Steve Kerr?
I understand that.
Steve Kerr, not happy. Steph Curry, not happy.
But I also think it's unrealistic to think in sports you're going to have a 25-year run.
No, nobody. I don't think that at all.
Their run has been great.
Their run has been great since 2014,
15. Let's say 12. Because they only went to the playoffs before that.
Right, you can say that.
I mean,
Spurs had a run like that. The Warriors had a run like that. The Lakers had a run like that. It doesn't happen often in NBA history. So I get it. But just to be in the top six and be competitive and not be out of the box. You're threatening right now. If the season ended today, they'd be out of the box. That would be second-round loss.
Yeah.
Playing loss. Worse. Out of the box. Nobody's going to be angry about that?
Well, no. You could be frustrated that it's you know, come to an end. Yeah, absolutely. And maybe pick apart all the what got us to this moment. Like, all that's true. But also, no one's throwing you a life raft. Nobody's throwing you this life raft.
Trust me, I understand that more than most.
The entire league by shooting threes, turning around, and celebrating to the crowd. People are ready to see the Warriors go down.
Yeah, listen, I understand that more than most, which is why I'm okay with them getting through the deadline and maybe waiting until the summer to make a big-time deal. But it doesn't mean that I can't be upset with the way things are going and watching the games where I'm like, damn, they weren't even competitive the other night. And then against the Wizards, hell, I was a little ticked about that game. You're down 7 at the half to the Wizards, who have 6 wins. 6 wins!
Go back to the Raptors game, the one that they blew.
Oh, my God!
It was frustrating, right? To me, it was triggering because, why? Because some of the veterans, as well as some of the other players, didn't execute again down the stretch. So that is a specific loss that they had in their hands, and I could see it coming a mile away. And it, you know what ends up happening? If you do that more often than not, apathy sets in, and then it's like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. And I think after a while, it just you become numb to it.
6'5", I'm not upset so much at the losing. I'm more so at the way the front office has handled the decline and the transition. Interesting. Let's go to Peter Elk Grove. Elk Grove, you going to the game tonight, Peter?
Yes, sir, I am. I wanted to say good morning to the best sports radio team and all of the AM hours. You guys are awesome. And
thank you.
I still listen to you guys coming from the Bay Area originally. This is P. Dizzle on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
I messaged you guys a couple times. Regarding the game tonight, I will not be mad, but it will be hard living in Kings country. You know, I do get a lot of trash talk here from Kings fans, but I will be there in my Charles Sprewell jersey representing Dubs all day. You know, it's always Dubs all day. Of course, we want to win every game, but I do choose the attitude of gratitude. I'm thankful to be able to witness four championships in my lifetime. Not every fan of other teams can say that. Being a longtime Warriors fan, you know, think back to the NBA Tecmo on Nintendo days with Mario Ellis, Vincent Askew, Chris Gatling, like I said, Victor Alexander. We've been through the dark ages. One thing that I do kind of compare this to is my grandpa was a jeweler. So I would watch him make jewelry when I was young. And I've learned that gold is forged through fire. Us being Golden State, fire, you know, the gold is smelted. It's molded into what it needs to be. And we're going through that right now. We need to go through it right now. We got to get back to where we want to be. But, you know, sometimes there are dark days to get to where you want to be. So that way you can appreciate when you're there.
There it is. There it is. Some humbling happening right now. Humble pie. And I think some people need to have it. They need to have some humble pie. We'll do 60 seconds of celebrity. Give me 3 minutes, love it. 3 minutes. I know you want to get this in. I know you're scared. You're looking at me with those eyes. And you're like, hurry up, Ante. All right, let's get to... Rat-a-tat-tat. 30 seconds or less. 30 seconds or less. We'll clear the board, starting with Caesar at Chase Center. Cease, what's up?
What's up, Bonte? What's up, my guy, Shasky?
What's
the
up,
best
man?
Show on sports radio. First of all, I'm not happy that they're losing, but I am grateful for the run we've had. I was there when Lakers showed up and said, guaranteed championship in 5 years. He gave it to us. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the run. And I know they're going to course correct this and be competitive again. And it's not going to take no 3, 4, 5 years like the Giants. We're going to do it a lot sooner, and we'll be there, and we'll be competitive.
I like the optimism. Let's go to Alex in Oakland.
What's up, Alex? Hello?
Bye-bye. Kurt in Oakland.
People just need to relax. It happens. It's been a great run. I've been a Warrior fan since 93, so I've been through the dog years and where the laughing stock of the league, where Scott Osler had in the paper. Hey, Warrior fans, wouldn't it be great if Jason Kidd was a Warrior? Dream on. So, nothing new. It happens.
It happens.
They're going to get better. Joe Lacob is going to make it better. You just got to be patient.
Patience. I do agree with. I love the patience word because we don't have a lot of that in sports today.
I don't.
I love the patience word because I am going to be patient with this organization to see what happens over the next 6 months. Again, I was patient about Paul George and Lowry marketing. I did not want those deals. Everybody wanted to make those deals. I did not want those deals. Patience is key, but we don't have a lot of that. Well, I get it. Sometimes I'm impatient. Dre in Oakland. Draymond in Oakland. Dre?
Hey, Dre.
Dre in Oakland. I love Draymond. That's my guy, though. But, Bonte, I'm going to challenge you, though. You're right. There's angry fans everywhere, all over all sports.
Like being
but there's something that every angry fan has to answer if he's going to hold on to his anger. What's your solution? If there's a solution that you can't come up with, right, that they haven't tried yet, then you have to move to acceptance.
No, what I'm saying I've accepted everything. What I'm saying is what's cap is people not being angry about results of this team. And if Steph is on his team over the next 3 years and he still has got this juice left, Dre, keep Dre on the line because I want him to rebuttal. If Steph has some juice and they're winning 30 games a season, I don't think people are going to accept that. That's what I'm calling out. The solution is to be patient. The solution is to wait for more options with these teams in the summertime, in my opinion. So I've accepted what's going on around these parts and not making just a deal just to make a deal. But I'm calling cap on people not being angry about the results that are happening right in front of our face.
The only reason I'd say I'm not because there's still hope. My solution right now would be put Wiggins at the 2, put Kuminga at the 3. And those two wings going at it are going to save Steph because Steph won't have to guard anybody, and put a big next to Draymond so he plays the four. You can leave those guys on the floor and have the and three young thoroughbreds, you know, playing Iron Man and still have the benefit of our stars. So I my hope isn't lost for right now.
Yeah, I like that, Dre. I like that because a lot of hope has been lost for this season. We've talked as the season has been over. It's done. Wave the white flag.
Yeah, it just feels very meek right now, given that Dre and Kuminga are out and you're approaching the deadline.
Right. CJ at Oakland. CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Wiggins at the two and Kuminga at the three. They've been doing that. What are you talking about? But anyways, let me get to my point. I'm a lifelong Warriors fan. But you know what I realized over the last 10, 15 years? I'm more a Steph Curry fan. Like, do that man a solid. Send him to New York. Let him cook Boston in the playoffs. Let us see him play in the playoffs. I don't want to see him on the couch. He has like 4 or 5 great years left.
CJ, real quick, can I ask you something? You want to see an empty chase hitter? You think Joe Lacob wants to see an empty chase hitter?
Look, the worst thing you could be is mediocre.
I agree.
You know, come on, man. Like,
I agree.
You gotta do that man a solid. You gotta do him a solid. You gotta be the bad guy.
I'm not there. I'm not the bear. I'm with the 559. Steph set the bar. Why lower it? Because that's what people are talking about, the dog days of the 90s or whatnot. I don't want to relive those days. Being a Warrior fan sucked for 14 years. I don't want to go back to those days. Are you kidding me?
Why do we have to revert back to the Cohan era?
I agree. But a lot of people are bringing up, I don't want to relive that.
I just think the perspective of what we went through gives you better appreciation for what we saw.
But then I'm still going to get mad.
No, I hear you.
You know, you get angry.
But here's, but anyway. You say, what if Steph has 3 or 4 more good years? I'm just looking at the top teams in the league. There's not a lot of them where he's the clear-cut number one those teams.
No doubt.
And I'm not trying to be I'm not, like, the last thing I want to do is try to diminish Steph. But if he's on the Thunder, Shea's the number one. If he's on, you know, the Nuggets, Jokic is the number one. If he's on the Mavericks, you know, Luka's the number one. On the Celtics, I don't know. I don't think he's the number one.
Steph has perspective. He'd be okay with that.
So I guess where I'm going at with that is, like, we also have to acknowledge that the next best version of this team, he's not your one, probably.
That's fine.
And now you might search forever and never find that guy.
Now, that's the hard part. That's the acceptance I want to hear from Steph Curry fans. Would you accept that?
I don't think Steph would ever accept that.
Steph would. I think Steph would. I'm not going to speak for him, but I think he would. But
is that a disrespect to Steph for me acknowledging that?
No, it's not. 60 seconds of celebrating, then we'll get the final thoughts. Let's go. It's your time to shine.
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, guys, Macklin wasted no time getting the party started last night, opening the scoring with this sweet wrister on the first shot of the game. 1:07 in, here's how it sounded.
Philip Forsberg out there for Nashville. Here's a breakaway pass for Macklin Celebrini, and he scores! Over the glove of UC Saros and into the net!
He was not done there. With less than 1 minute left in the first, he forced a turnover in the Predators' zone, fed the puck to Alex Wennberg, who set up defenseman Jake Wallman for this goal.
Here's Barron. He fumbles the puck, pressured by Celebrini. A break here for Wennberg with Wallman, who scores! Jake Wallman! The Sharks have a fourth goal here in the first period.
Randy Hahn on those calls.
Good Oregon.
Celebrini had another assist in the second period to set up Mikhail Granlund to make the score 5-1, and that's kind of where the good times ended. Predators scored 6 unanswered goals, guys. Sharks full 7-5, probably the worst loss of the year. The biggest regular season comeback in Predators history, man. That was demoralizing last night. Whoa. But it happens.
We're going to be quiet for that.
And with that, Fast 5.
So the Predators made the Sharks their prey.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast 5. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Sharks.
You ever played Sharks and Minnows? Classic game. Swimming pool game.
Never played that.
You ever played Sharks and Minnows?
Donna, you refresh me.
Well, there was one shark, and their back would be turned. And then
played pool games since I was a kid.
And then, all the minnows are on the other side of the pool, and they have to swim across without getting tagged by the shark.
That's right.
And then you have to come out of the pool if you're, you know, tagged. It's one of my favorite games.
That and chicken.
Yeah. Chicken.
Well, I like just throwing a tennis ball or a football into the pool, and you're diving in. That's undefeated, never
lost.
If
you're next level, you got a friends, you're rich kid, they got the hoop in there, too.
Oh, yeah. The JCC pool over there off Masonic had the little dunk hoop, and that was like a birthday party staple for a lot of people for a long time.
Had a lot of parties at that JCC, 18 and over.
You did?
Well, I didn't have a lot of parties. They had a lot of parties that we would all go to. Pretty fun stuff.
Vontae Hills final thoughts here at the JCC.
couple final thoughts. Are the Sharks the most exciting watch in the Bay Area right now? Number two, shout out to my nephew, Jaden Jefferson, man. Just signed a full ride scholarship to the University of North Carolina to play football for Coach Belichick. Belichick last night, Sister Camille's text with her last night.
Wow.
They're going to go visit Chapel Hill in February. Then go back out there in March. But Belichick, if he's still there, it's going to play for Belichick, man.
What
That's
position
crazy.
Is he going to play at the next level?
I think he's going to play cornerback. I think he's a better running back, athlete, slot back. He's got some. He's a 100-meter-yard dash runner, man. He's got speed.
That's incredible. Just make sure he does his job.
Just make sure he does his job under the hoodie. Make sure he does his job under the hoodie. So congrats to him on getting a full-ride scholarship to North Carolina. I will save that shout-out for tomorrow. That's it for us. Brought to you by brought to you by Xfinity. At home, we're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a good day, everybody.